All right, man. It's just you and I.
That's right.
What are we talking about tonight? It's episode 230. Did you know that?
230. That's right.
Probably showed up in your podcast player there, too. As
I think we're only coding blah tonight.
Oh. Yeah, so our California friend can't be with us tonight.
Sorry, Alan is the ox.
The ox. Okay. The auxiliary. Okay, I got you. Yeah, all right. Well, yeah, so definitely no normal interest. Let's just get into it. What are we talking about?
All right, great. Today we're talking about water coolers.
Water coolers, the things around the office. Okay.
Sorry,
are we talking at the water cooler or are we talking about water coolers?
Are there still water coolers? That's what I want to know.
Well, of course. Only now people have them in their homes for like the past, decades.
Sorry, I haven't been to office in a long, long time.
Well, all right. So first, let's just go ahead and get the reviews out of the way just to say thank you. So on Spotify... I was going to say, I wonder if it's supposed to be like without like the vowel. So it's like Susie Mon, but then maybe I'm mispronounced. Maybe I'm thinking wrong. Whatever. We know my kryptonite with proper nouns. We're past it.
I'm thinking that's a dark psychic type.
What?
Yeah, it's just a combination of Pokemon.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Mega XL Pokemon upgrade.
Yeah, evolution.
Yeah.
Yeah, very nice. All right, well, thanks for the review.
Yep, thank you very much.
All right.
Actually, I thought I had something to say about that one more, but no. No. I was reading, that was a previous one from that you guys already gave, you already talked about last time. Sorry.
Yeah, you missed the boat on that one.
Yeah.
No, go back some timesies.
So rules. We never talk about past episodes ever.
That's right.
I'm pretty sure I don't do that.
Because then we'd have to link them. We don't want to do that.
Oh.
In our great show notes on the website. I said I haven't been in an office in a long time. It's not true at all. In fact, I moved to a new house and now I have two offices for some reason.
Yes. Yeah. You and Alan, like what? Why?
I love it. That's but insanity. I had some problems. So I bought a desk and I was like, I just really want like a simple piece of wood on a couple legs that isn't going to fall over. So I bought like a cheapie that I found online. It was cheaper than other ones. And I figured like, what could go wrong? Man, that thing was destroyed. It, like in the box before they even shipped it. Terrible. Like obviously not even shipping damage. Like I don't even know what happened to this thing. So I'm currently fighting with them about taking it back and paying for the shipping or else just having me throw it away or something. None of that matters because
maybe they just didn't support it well in the packaging. And so like the box is fine, but inside the box, it was getting banged around a little bit. Maybe
the top of the desk almost looked like people were playing like tic-tac-toe or something on it. It was like this weird, like horizontal and vertical lines on the side that had foam in front of it. That was undamaged.
Was this an Amazon purchase?
Sounds like this not. Is some weird site I've never heard of and will never use again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. eBay.
Pretty much. It was definitely some sort of like
Facebook marketplace. Ship. Okay.
It was like one of those drop ship kind of places, whatever. So yeah.
I mean,
pictures online look amazing, but yeah. No, it was like ZWOB or something. ZWOB. If you search for desks, you'll see them all over the place. Hmm. But don't use them.
I've never heard of that one in all of my standing desk, research.
Yeah. Good. Don't ever get
standing desk research. Okay. I'm kind of like assuming maybe I'm
that one was not, but that is how I found them. And I did go ahead and get a standing desk, although I'm not that interested in standing, I just like being able to adjust the height.
Okay,
sometimes I go a little up, sometimes I go a little down. Plus, I like not having to decide what height to get the desk at.
Okay, so, now, but this is going to be the desk for work. That's going to be this standing desk thing?
Yeah, I had some decisions to make. I have a standing desk now, and it's great. It's fine. It's got, I've got it kind of, I haven't finished hooking it all up, but I have like, monitor mounts and the mount for our mics for the podcast, our microphones. And so, I've got all sorts of stuff to attach to it. And so You know, I already knew where kind of everything goes on it, so I just decided to get a new one, even though the sizes are very similar, so I really could have gone either way. But I got an Uplift desk, and I assume that you probably have seen Uplift desks before.
Yep, have an Uplift.
If you look at, if you look for standing desks, they're probably the most prominent brand. I don't know. They were one of the first standing desks. They're very popular, but they are more expensive than most of the other brands. You'll see a ton of competitors, and the competitors look almost identical, which is how I got suckered into this last desk. Because I was like, I don't really care about the standing. It looks basically the same, and it's way cheaper. Yeah, let me tell you, it was way cheaper in every sense. So that thing's gone. And what's funny is the box that came, my last desk came with like desktop, legs, everything supports, was smaller than just the box for the actual desktop of the Uplift because it had, you know, padding and was much thicker. It wasn't like a piece of paper.
Yeah. I have a couple and I love them. Yeah.
Very nice. I remember you built that really cool desk. I thought that was still the one that we were using mainly.
So I did build a custom one, but that was like over a decade ago that I built it. Oh, and I ended up giving that one to my son and then got the Uplift. And then ended up recently getting a second one. Yeah. But I mean, we talked about the treadmill things as part of like the, you know, resolutions and whatnot, or, you know, for the year, or maybe it was, I don't think it was for the shopping spree thing. I think we were talking about during resolutions and, so yeah, so I had already tried, as I'd previously said before, like I was using like just a portable kind of desk, top that you could add onto an existing treadmill, but I decided to go full on, treadmill. Well, I say full on treadmill. I mean, one that's not, one that is only made for the purpose of being under a desk, if that makes it more clear. And so I decided to go with the Uplift for that one, but, the fantastic quality, the construction, the build quality is amazing. The shopping experience, you can pick out so many different, configuration options, not just like what width and everything, or width and depth do you want the desk, but also like what color wood do you want? Do you want holes in the, for grommets and, what do you want to fill those holes with? Do you want like cup holders or, I did have with my first one a horrible experience with the shipment of it. Cause this happened during the pandemic years. So I don't know if your mileage varied on that, but I can say that with my second one, it was smooth sailing.
Nice. Okay.
So I'm going to chalk that set madness up to, pandemic craziness.
Yeah. I got a little like extras, which at the time it kind of seemed like, I don't need this. Like they gave me a mat I wasn't planning on using. I got like a free t-shirt, which, I gave away to my wife. She's loving that. She's wearing it right now, actually. I had a lot of time just picking out the options and whatnot. I ended up going with black bamboo. I kind of went back and forth a few times. There's some really nice, like natural wood options. That are just beautiful. And what's cool is like, it seems like I could just easily replace the top part if I wanted to, or if I wanted to like make a second desk or, if I wanted to repurpose something.
Yeah. I mean, there, in fact, now that you live up here, I know of like a really good lumber place that does like, like more exotic type of woods. So you could get something like crazy if you wanted to. That's not too far, like in town for us, that's like, cool. 10 minutes away from your house.
Oh, that's, I want to go there.
But, the cool thing though about Uplift though, that just to not take away from theirs though, is that like, if you buy it from them, they've already pre-drilled everything for you. So everything's ready to go. And also too, like, I mean, they might have like, I don't know, 30, 60, there's a bunch of different wood options and you can even you can even get samples of the wood. So you have to pay for it, but then you get, if I remember correctly, you get reimbursed for that when you on the return, if I remember right.
Nice.
Or something. It worked out something like that. Or it gets applied to your purchase or something. I don't remember exactly how that worked out, because I only did the sample one time, and the second one that I bought to match the first. But yeah, they have the woods. I don't know if you noticed this. I mean, I'm assuming you did, but there's like different families. So like, you know, you could get a sample of like the more lower end, maybe, let's say, you know, like the and then there's like, you know, the more exotic woods that you can get, that you could get the samples for those. And, you know, the prices vary, obviously, because the samples are
a lot. They vary a lot.
But the cool thing, though, is that like you can get a really good indication of, you know, what is it going to look like, and a representative example of like, well, how thick might this one be and things like that. So.
Yeah, I was really torn. I was interested in the dark rubber wood, but I didn't realize they had samples. But my wife convinced me that this one would match like our other furniture better anyway, so it worked out. But the walnut looked really nice too. I was like, oh, geez. I think the most expensive one, the most exotic, was like a peacock wood.
Yeah.
Which I've never seen before, but it looks crazy.
Now, I did get the rubber wood.
Yeah, the dark one, or the right one?
I'm actually trying to see if I can find my... Oh, I'm pretty sure it's like a dark, okay. Well, I know it's dark, but, I'm pretty sure it was the, let's see, trying to find, yeah,
cool.
Dark brown rubber wood. Yeah. So, you know, I like it, but I didn't have like anything already that I was trying to match like you did. Uh-huh. So I didn't have that problem, but yeah. And the accessories though too, did you get like, which you said you got the shirt and the mat. Yes. Did you get like a standing mat, like a thick foamy kind of thing to stand on, or is it like a balance board kind of thing? What do you mean?
I think we just got the kind of a plain mat. We looked at the balance ones because I'm not really planning on standing too much. My wife just kind of picked one that she thought she might want, I actually managed to catch them on like kind of a spring sale. So they kind of had lumped in a few free accessories. I don't know if they do that all the time, or if, you know, they do. You never really sales. I don't really believe sales anymore, but they did give me a coupon, where if I spent a little bit extra money, I basically got it back. So it was $100 coupon off if I spent $100 more on what my current total was. So I just did it. So I got a bunch of like free accessories that I haven't even bothered to hook up yet. So I got like a laptop mount and some other stuff that I'm interested in trying. I got like a free desk organizer, which I'm definitely not going to use. I don't want anything. I like plain.
Right.
I got some like kind of hook type things. I forget what those are for. Oh yeah. For like hanging headphones or whatever.
Oh yeah. Cool.
And then the grommets. I did want to bring up the grommets. So grommets, if you're not familiar, the basic kind of, I think of them as like power holes in the back of the desk. So you can put like cables through. And you don't have to get them on the uplift desks. It's optional, but they have some pretty cool options. So you can get kind of the standard, which is like a little plastic piece that you can like put a cable through if you want to like plug something in under the desk, for example. But they also have power ones that have like power outlets kind of on top, which is convenient if you need to charge a phone or something, or you want to plug a laptop in quickly. They also had pop-up power ones. Seemed like you can kind of have it flat and then boop, and now it's up and sitting up, so it's not always kind of staring at you, which I thought was cool. I didn't really understand that one though.
So the one thing that was kind of frustrating though, you mentioned that those holes, that is totally dependent on the size of the desk you get.
Okay.
Yeah. Some desks, you have to get it with the hole.
Okay.
So like I didn't want it. But for the treadmill desk, like I didn't need like, a big desk. I wanted just a small area. And I had to get it, but I ended up doing, a cup holder was one of the options that you could use the hole as a cup holder.
Yeah. You know, I did not get the cup holder, and I kind of wish I had now, because for some reason I was thinking about they said something about like putting like pencils in it or something. And I was like, I'm not going to do that. But now it didn't occur to me that I could put a cup in there.
Well, I'm pretty nice. Sure it was listed as a cup holder specifically, but like,
yeah, I mean, it's literally called a cup holder, but I was so anchored by the thought of it being like office supplies in there. I was like, I don't have paper clips. Like, what am I going to put in this thing? But I could put it in a cup and then I don't have to worry about the cat knocking over as much.
No, it totally works out for me. You know, because then I can have like a water always at the ready, you know, while I'm on the treadmill. So, you know,
I think I might order one, and you can buy this stuff separately too and swap it out.
They're also on Amazon, by the way.
Yeah.
So you can find them and their products on Amazon. So like if you wanted to try, I don't remember if they do Prime on there. Maybe they do, but yeah, sometimes it's just more convenient payment option. You know?
Yeah.
But
I'm going to do a couple more.
Now, did you know though, because I mean, Uplift is not a new discussion to this show.
I remember vaguely talking about it years ago mm-hmm. and when you got it and stuff.
Do you know how many?
Oh,
I know we said we would never talk about past episodes. So I'm, you know, and that was only like a few minutes ago that we said that. So yeah, it's a newly established rule. Man, that's
gotta be eight.
That's pretty good. You're off by one. So, you know, typical developer problem. It's 2015.
2015. Okay.
Episode 34.
That's right around when like all those reports came out. They're like, sitting is worse than smoking. And like, you're shaving years off your life and all. So all of which I'm sure is true. I don't mean to say it like I'm skeptical or anything.
I will say this though. Like, so I don't use it as much as a stand-up desk like I originally had intended. I mean, I do use it for that, but just not as often as I originally intended. But I do use it, the motorized ability of it.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, same.
Like, daily. But not for the reasons you're going to think. And this is why I asked you, like, where did you put it? Because I think you had talked about your other... quote office was really going to be like for, like music purposes.
Yes.
Am I okay? So I love to raise my desk while I'm playing standing.
Yeah.
Right. And then that way I can do two things. One, I have different like speaker options when I'm playing my guitar. So depending on which option I choose to go with for that particular time. One of them would be to use the speakers that are on my desk so I can raise the desk so that the speakers are at ear level.
Ooh.
Right?
Okay.
Or at least the tweeters are at ear level while I'm playing. Because these are, you know, like studio monitors, so sounds really cool. But also then like, you know, I have the giant monitor purposely to like display a lot of music at one time. Right. And so now that can also raise with me as I stand. So I use the standing feature all the time, but just not for work purposes. Right. Like I originally thought I would. I originally thought I would use it because I did get the balance board, which I do love it. It's awesome, but it's like riding a skateboard kind of thing, you know? So like, I do love that aspect of it, but, you know, Bones Brigade for life, yo. So, I don't use it for work, but I do use that standing board sometimes as I'm playing.
Yeah.
I'll stand on it and kind of like balance and rock, or, you know, like literally rock around.
They have two of those now. They have two different choices for like the rocker boards. One is supposed to be a bit more advanced. I think that was the original one. Is now like the difficult one, and there's an easier one.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I mean, of course,
I thought about it.
I would have bought the difficult one no matter what.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't say like I have some feet problems. So for me, just standing and not moving is rough, but walking around is easier. So maybe that would be okay for me. I use it for music too, actually.
As a professional athlete, I would go with the more challenging one.
Of course. Of course. So, well, I actually like being able to lower my desk too. Like I got a little like a keyboard that I do like little piano lessons on. And so it's nice to be able to kind of get above it easier. So I just lower the desk more than I usually have it. So that's nice. And sometimes if like I play guitar or something, it's in the way, like I'll raise it. So like the monitor is higher and I can still see it. I can play music easier and hit record or whatever on the keyboard, on the computer keyboard.
Man, I'm just poking around at like all the recent accessories and I swear they've added since I just bought my other one.
Yeah.
I'm like seeing all kinds of stuff in there that I'm like, oh, that would be nice. The hammock they've had for a while. I think I've always thought that was a little bit silly personally.
No way.
So wait, which, I only see the one rocker board. What am I? Oh, wait, maybe it's the motion board. Is that the easy?
Is that what you're referring to? I think so. It basically, like, one of them basically said something like, this one is easier than the other one. I forget how they phrased it.
Huh. Okay. Well, maybe that's why I'm not clicking into it to see it, but yeah. Okay. Huh. Interesting.
But just overall, like, I was really impressed with just the quality of the hardware and just like stupid stuff. Like, after other desks that I've earned, and plus I've been putting together a lot of furniture and stuff after moving, and just like little stuff, like, and seeing how often there are defects or problems or things don't quite like screw in together. And then just have this thing just like every screw just fell into place perfectly. And like the bags were all labeled well. I'm just like, oh, this is heaven.
Yeah. They're based out of Texas, if I remember correctly. But yep, yeah, awesome. It is extremely well made. And you know, if there are problems, the customer service is good. So they'll help you out there for sure. And also too, though, like one of my favorite things is that there's two things. I don't know which one I would put first, but one, any company, any product that where like the company provides support for that given product for a very long time, and it's super modular. Like any one little thing you want to replace, you can get, like, you know, 5 years later. I love that thing, right? Like for example, my favorite bike rack, 1UP. Like, uh-huh. You can buy parts all day for the 1UP bike rack. It's amazing. It's one, and Uplift is the same way. Like, you can buy random little things for your Uplift desk, but also it doesn't even necessarily have to be from Uplift. Like, you can go to like your Ace Hardware and find like, oh, I need a bolt that matches onto this thing if you wanted to, because, and here's the cool thing, that rail that holds the desk is like very like modular friendly, you know, mm-hmm. which they made it that way to, like, you know, be able to add accessories underneath it. But, you know, for your own purposes, like, I've got I think it's trip light power strips that just work perfectly. I can just mount the trip light holder onto that rail that for the desk, and then it just clips into place, and it's a perfect little, you know, way to have like a gigantic power strip nice. On your desk that, like, you know, so that everything moves with it. So yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's nice. I originally stopped doing the standing desk so much just because I have like kind of two desks in one. I had my work stuff, I had my personal stuff, I had the podcast stuff, I had the music stuff. And so there was like so much stuff. And like you add in like lighting and cameras and other stuff. And like, you know, it would make me kind of nervous to go up and down. Like, I'm sure it's fine. I get like overly nervous about like stuff like that for some reason. But I don't know. I just hated the whole idea of like all this stuff moving down. I just felt kind of caged in. But now that I've got two desks, you know, I got new options.
Well, I mean, you don't have to worry about the Uplift desk in terms of like the mechanics of it doing it.
It can
do it. That's not going to be a problem. I mean, I've got an obscene amount of hardware on my desk, and it has no problems. And like I said, like even during recordings, like, you know, I mean, I know you've seen me like often, you know, stand during the recordings.
Yep.
When, like I said, Alan was the one who originally pointed us to Uplift back in 2015 when he bought his, and he did just this is going back to their modularity kind of thing. You don't even have to buy the top from them. He bought only the frame, the legs, the motorized legs. And cause he wanted to build his own top. He had his own specifications that he wanted to build for that, with like cubby holes and whatnot and Heidi pockets and whatnot. But if you recall when he did that, he shared a video with us of like one of his kids or two of his kids on the desk, and he raised it all the way up while they were on the desk. It's got some power about it.
Yeah, I'm ridiculous about it. I know we got a TV mounted, and the guy's talking about how you can hang from it. I'm like, please don't. They hung a mirror for us too, and then same deal. It's like this huge, like double French cleat. Like, it was a massive mirror. But he's like, you know, look, you can just hang on it. It's fine. You know, if the cat jumps on it or whatever, I'm like, dude, like even going upstairs, like a second story house, I'm like, I don't know about this. We could all fall in right now. I don't know. That's just being ridiculous.
Wait, you hired somebody to hang your TV? What?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No.
It's heavy.
No. Okay. Well.
Oh, have you ever seen that Reddit? There's a Reddit called like TV Too High, something like that.
No, but okay.
Yeah, it's just pictures of people who have their TVs too high for the room. I have one of those.
Yeah. So I gotta go find this now. Reddit. It's TV Too High.
Yeah.
So I know that like one of my rooms, I'm definitely in that situation, but only because I didn't have, unfortunately, the way my house was built for what's supposed to be like the normal family room to watch TV in. Yeah. I guess they decided like, oh, this is where you're definitely going to want your TV, which is like, I can literally, you could be watching my TV. I could walk in front of it and I would not obstruct your view.
Yeah.
That's how high the TV is. It's admittedly too high. Now they do make like, have you seen the mounts where the TV can like come down? It'll fold out and down.
Yeah. Yep.
So I could upgrade to that, but I'm not.
And like if this Reddit is amazing. There's someone's where it's like, it's basically on the roof or people have them kind of hanging in a weird way.
Yeah. I see one of them hanging above the bed. Like it's literally hanging from cables.
Yeah, there's one terrible one. This is the title is of course, this monstrosity is on Airbnb where it's like you'd have to, I don't even know how you would watch this TV, but it's cause there's a fireplace. And so the best place in the house to kind of put the main TV just happened to be in this room.
Right.
Happened to be on the wall that has a stupid fireplace that we'll never use. And also I'm terrified of gas. So I'm never going to touch this thing.
That's but the way mine is like, it's above the fire. Like I said, above the fireplace, but like I said, you could get that kind of mount that like comes out and down. If you have no intentions of ever using that fireplace, then do that. And then that way your TV can be at a reasonable height.
I just don't like how it looks. Like I like the feng shui or whatever.
Okay.
So we do the mount that we have kind of tilts down a little bit, so it's not too bad. But I don't really, I'm not a big TV fan anyway. So all the better for being difficult and painful to watch.
Right. Well, so they had something about monitors though. Did I miss?
Yeah. So when I was looking at how I kind of want to hook up to the desk and whatnot, I noticed that some people actually will put the monitor mount in the grommet. So there's some instructions for that. I thought that was kind of cool. I want the desk space though.
The go-to mount that we've talked about in this show made by Ergotron, which I think Alan in recent years have mentioned like an Amazon knockoff version of it.
I have the knockoff one. On one computer.
So it comes with like one of its abilities is to mount it in the grommet hole.
Yeah. One I got a different one. I forget what brand it was, but I really like it. And the same type deal.
Yeah.
It just moves really well. I think it's probably a knockoff of the one you're talking about. I know the one you're talking about. It's got, I don't really know how to describe it, but it almost looks like a human arm. It's got the kind of elbow and you can kind of twist it in interesting ways. So you can get to pretty much any height and angle you want.
Yeah. Ergotron has treated me well. I don't see it going anywhere, but.
All right, I just thought it was kind of interesting. I have finally gotten completely on board with just mounting monitors. It's so nice. I even thought about mounting it to the wall, but of course then you can't move it up and down with your desk.
I feel a lot more comfortable having everything mounted. Like I said, my desk, I have way too much stuff on it. And I only have two things that aren't mounted. And that is an Xbox and the tower for my, my desktop.
Yep.
Everything else is on a mount. I just feel more comfortable about it for some reason, especially because of all the rising and, lowering.
Yeah.
It just seems safer,
Yeah, I've got a devil cat who knocks stuff over all the time, so it just feels better to kind of have everything screwed in,
Yeah, devil cat.
Yeah.
Isn't that every cat? Oh, sorry.
Oh, this is a particularly bad one.
Yeah. Every cat is a devil cat if it's not your cat.
Yeah.
They'll be a devil cat to you.
This one's devil cat to everyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So a couple other things about the office. So I got to get into the chair. I didn't think about that ahead of time and I plan on, I just haven't done it yet. Cause it like wheeling a chair back and forth between two rooms, pretty annoying.
Oh, I would assume.
pretty annoying. I got to get another keyboard too.
Coincidentally, now we've talked about chairs galore on this, and I think way back, I'm pretty sure that. In fact, I'm going to search.
It's another Alan.
No, this would have been a me. Oh, okay. It was the same episode, maybe, or maybe before. But anyway, the Herman Miller chairs, the Arion, first came up in discussion in 2014.
Wow,
we are nothing if not consistent with our things, but. I don't even remember. We weren't even putting episode numbers in our show notes for that. So I don't remember, but it's old, probably single digits. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That, but I still have them. Like they've lasted. They're just built so solid that I'm like, I don't know. They cost a little bit more. I'm not going to lie. They cost a lot more, but you can, well, one, like the bike rack, like the desk, you can buy parts for those if you had to. And I say that because I was given one by a friend who was like, well, this one's broken and, you know, it's no good. And I ordered the correct parts to repair it. And I still use it to this day. And it's just fine. And that chair is probably 20 years old, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know that there's we've definitely, like I said, done other reviews of other chairs.
It's the price tag has always offended me.
Oh, of the Herman Miller's? Years? Yes.
Yeah.
But that's my point, though. Like, if you buy it the one time, right, and you never have to buy it again,
what's they have a 12-year warranty on the chair, too. So you could have gotten a warranty replacement on it as well.
It's not going to. I don't even know how my friend broke the other one that he gave to me. I think he said he bought it used from an office supply. I'm trying to think when a business goes out of, when a company goes out of business, and then there'll be companies that'll buy up all the, you know, cabinets and desks and chairs and whatnot, and then they'll sell them off. It was something like that. He bought it. Yeah. He bought it from something like that. And, I think he said it might've already been broken or something. I don't remember, but yeah, it's been fine. It's great.
Maybe I'll just do it. Maybe I'll just get one. I don't know. It's complicated now. They have multiple models and
they always have. And they're definitely sized. So you have to be aware of that. Cause there's a ABC size, I think is what they do, if I remember right, which is based on the, how wide do you want the seat of the chair to be?
Yep.
Right. And I'm trying to remember, there was another chair though that I think Alan had brought up.
The Hone or whatever. I have a Hone now.
This one, I ended up, my son wanted a new chair and he wanted something nice. And we went with this one, and actually both of my boys, I think ended up getting it over time. It's going to drive me bonkers, but I will come up with it. And
I think you talked to me. I'm just going to,
the autonomous, the ergo chair, the autonomous ergo chair. Those are much at the time that we originally talked about that chair, it was in, I think 2018. So back then that chair was $328. Now it's $439. That's not horrible, you know, considering that was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And you know, they like it, but I don't know how many, I'm trying to think of how many years my boys have had theirs. It's been a couple, but I'll see if I can find out.
Yeah, I think I might do it. Why not? Treat yourself. If my house sells, in Florida. That's a bit of a problem. Then I will.
I like how I just accidentally talked you into a really expensive chair.
Yeah.
Please do not tell my wife, your wife, that it was my idea.
Yeah.
Be like, hey, I came up with this totally on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. You mentioned like, I'm just getting a second like office set up. You know, it took some approval from the marriage council.
Yeah. That part's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, but don't try to search for autonomous. That was a bad idea.
Oh yeah. No deviant art.
Well, like I was searching my Gmail, trying to find my original order and like all of these things for like autonomous vehicles and autonomous driving.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well that was a bad search. Yeah.
Well, while you're doing that, I also plan on getting a second keyboard because carrying a keyboard in between, you know, is too annoying, but it's really, I've got the 8-bit do like a Nintendo themed one. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
That's my main. And it is a kind of standard keyboard. It's mechanical. I put silent switches on it. It's got Bluetooth, wireless, and I think you could probably plug it in too. But it's easy for me to switch between computers with like a little dial right on the front. So it's really easy to swap back and forth. So maybe I won't get a second keyboard. But there's just something nice about just like having everything ready to go in whatever room I want to go into. And the rooms are next to each other, so it's not exactly crazy. But I don't know.
I'm going to go ahead and place my bets now that you will get a second of everything.
Yeah.
Second chairs, second mouse, second keyboard, second life. Oh, that's an old game.
Ba-doom-tsh. Oh, yeah. It's still around.
Yeah.
You'll get seconds of everything. The touchpad for work. So it's a Mac. And so that kind of brings up my next question is for years I used the, before I got this Nintendo keyboard, I used the Magic Keyboard or I used my laptop keyboard.
Yep.
For my MacBook Pros. And I'm so used to having that fourth button there, that FN key on the left-hand side that kind of makes the other three keys to the right of it a little bit smaller, that I feel totally like just a fish out of water on Windows-style keyboards that don't have this FN key. And I don't think I've ever used the FN key for anything, but just the sizing differences made it kind of hard to adapt, and I messes up my shortcuts.
Can we change your pronunciation though? Because I think you're putting the wrong syllable, the emphasis on the wrong syllable. I think it's just an F and key.
Oh,
there it's you the go. F and key.
Yeah. For real. Does it just switch between like what the function buttons do? Is that what it does?
No, because like on your laptop, for example, it would change the arrow keys to be like page up or page down. Or scroll left, right, home or end, things like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing that.
Oh, really?
I'm not doing that. So I'm trying to decide, do I just want to stick with my Magic Keyboard or do I want to get, like, I was looking at, like, one of the Keychrons.
But hold on now. All the ergonomic keyboard conversations we've had, and you've gone through, like, surgeries for that.
Yep. And I'm over it. Surgeries fix it. So I'm going back to standard.
What happens if you get broken again?
Then I'll go back to the Microsoft Sculpt. But the thing is, now that I've got this Nintendo keyboard, I really appreciate just like how nice and cool like standard keyboards are.
Yeah.
Yeah. The simplicity. It just looks fun. Like, I don't know. To me, it's part of the design aesthetic now that I just love how all these mechanical keyboards look, you know, and I don't love how the Apple Magic Keyboard looks. It's very little.
Oh yeah. The problem that I have is that I think this Kinesis keyboard has completely ruined me.
Yeah.
Because there's things about it that I'm not as happy about. So like I changed out the keycaps, right? We talked about like the ABS keycaps versus the, PBS?
Yeah.
Something like that. I forget. That might be wrong. But, you know, the different plastics that the keycaps can be made out of. And, you know, but because it was like a special keyboard, like it's a non-standard keyboard. So it's not like I had every size because like you were saying where like, you know, keys get, on like quote Windows keyboards.
Yeah.
They'll play around with the sizes of like common keys to suit, you know, whatever layout they had. So like I can't switch out all the keys. So I have a mixture and you can definitely absolutely tell the keys that are ABS keys versus the ones that I switched out to the, it's not PBS. That's wrong. That's a TV channel. whatever it was, but you can definitely tell because like the ABS keys are like super shiny and worn out. Like literally I've worn the coloring off of it. That's supposed to be part of the mold, but obviously it wasn't.
PBT.
That still sounds wrong. Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, Keychron has an article about ABS versus PBT.
Okay. That's yeah. Okay.
The two most common plastics used for keyboard keycaps.
So, all right.
PBT is more durable and wear resistant,
but it's also got like a texture to it as well. So, but the problem, so the reason why I say that I'm spoiled on it is like, now that I have this split keyboard, because this is the Kinesis Gaming RGB Freestyle, I believe is the name of it, or, you know, move the RGB letters to, you know, RGB Kinesis Freestyle, whatever, I don't know. But I remember it's Kinesis Gaming is in the, obviously, RGB and Freestyle were in there.
Okay.
Something like that. But it's got the tinting feature on it. It's got wrist pads, not like a hard plastic either. It's got like, you know, soft foamy paddy, whatever, you know, things on it. But I don't know that I could ever go back to a regular keyboard that isn't two pieces now, because it's just so much more comfortable to have these. And it's like so much more natural, like wherever your shoulders are, right? Like, my hands are now just straight out from that.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. And because of the tinting, so not only do I have it tinted to where each keyboard is like raising up in toward the center, like a tint, you know, but also I have them turned a little bit, just like slightly, so that each one is kind of like at an angle that's perfect for like when my hand sits there. So like to go back to a regular mechanical keyboard, like, Mike RG has sent me some fantastic ones that I'm like, oh, that's gorgeous. But I'm like, I don't know that I could do it. Like, I'm kind of forever ruined by this thing. Unless I'm on a laptop. That's the one exception.
Yeah. I guess I'm just so used to it, but I mean, I totally understand the ergonomics of it. Like, it's a very unnatural angle, but I've just done it so long.
Oh, and here's another thing that you would love though, too. Or, well, probably not now, but I do have a trackpad, the Apple Magic trackpad. But I keep that between the two keyboards. Yeah. That's how wide this thing. And not only is the trackpad between them, but the trackpad is at an angle. So it's like, picture the two pieces of the keyboard, and the trackpad is like a diamond.
Yeah.
In between them. And it's done that way so that like if I pivot my arm to the trackpad, it's actually, my hand is like straight on with it now, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't mean to sway you. And I know we've talked about keyboards galore. Like, it's definitely one of our topics du jour.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll do it. I'm going to look at it. The Keychron's got some nice ones. I don't know why I keep looking at Keychron's, but that's interesting. Maybe I will.
There was a, there was a really cool one that I did want to consider. I'm pretty sure we talked about this one too. It was like Cloud Nine keyboard. Finding.
It's kind of dumb with that. The reason I haven't loved most split keyboards is because I cheat on some of, we've talked about this before too. I cheat on some of the letters. I use the wrong hand for it. And on the Sculpt, it wasn't a big deal. But when I've tried to use split ones before, it's been weird. But I know I shouldn't be doing that. So.
So if I do move off of this Kinesis, this is probably the one that I'm considering the most, the Cloud Nine, one of the Cloud Nine keyboards, no relation to the gaming team.
Yeah. Yeah. They look nice. Yeah. I like something about the simplicity though, the straight keyboard. So I don't know. I think I might just get it. Well, and you know what? I can get two keyboards.
Yeah, you really
two can. New keyboards, three keyboards.
Swap, especially for the price of one Ergo. Well, yeah. Here's the thing though, the Cloud Nine, they have a split keyboard. It's called the Ergo FS, and it includes the 10-digit keypad.
Oh, I hate
it's
that.
The only split keyboard that I've seen that still includes the split keyboard with the arrow keys and all the home, all those, that key cluster.
Yeah.
Basically, all of those keys are exactly like you would find them on any other keyboard. And it's just on one half of the split, you know?
Yeah. I don't use those keys anymore.
I love the numpad. That's the one thing I do miss about, this Kinesis gaming keyboard is that it doesn't have the numpad. And I don't want like a third, piece. I don't want another attachment.
Yeah. And, I want wireless now for everything. I'm finally, I'm not doing a lot of gaming these days and definitely not anything that requires like fast switch skills. Like, I don't need a wired mouse. I don't even think that I'm not even sure if that matters, but I just don't need it.
Wow. Those are strong words, my friend. Cause I've
got, you're still on the camp.
I went all wireless, a long time ago and then decided, no, the dealing with the batteries was too much of a pain. I don't want that hassle.
Keyboard has been so good though. I totally understand for a mouse. I still have a wired mouse for like my Windows computer, but the trackpad's really been totally fine.
Okay. Can you imagine though, if you now that's like another device to where, like if you did have it connected in multiple computers, like I do, like now you're like, oh, switch profile. Oh, maybe this one doesn't do it. So now I got to figure out a way to like from the computer, hey, connect to this. So, I mean, yeah, you have a different use case where I just want to like at a push of a button, all of the devices, all USB peripherals, for example, just immediately switch over to the other computer.
Yeah.
So I definitely prefer the wired.
Yeah, that was definitely a major consideration for me for many years and why I stuck with wired stuff. But now it's like suddenly a new option. So I think I'm going back. So we're going wireless again.
All right. And sounds like Apple.
Yeah. Okay. All the way.
All right. Well, if you haven't already left us a review, we would greatly appreciate it. I tell you what, bring a tear to Alan's eye. Just, two stars, three stars, whatever. Leave us a review if you haven't. We would greatly appreciate it. Don't make Alan cry. I was just joking. That was just.
Yeah, you'd leave a 5-star and just tell him how much you miss him.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
That would be really nice.
That would be a heartfelt, I miss you. And, yeah. Don't make it creepy, though.
You can't. You got a little bit.
Oh, well, okay, fine.
Like a 2 out of 5.
Yeah. That's man, okay. We haven't played Mental Blocks in forever because I don't think the three of us have gotten together since. Yeah. It feels like it hasn't been since the beginning of the year.
I think it has been.
Really?
I think so.
Jeez. All right, yep. Well, so still no more Mental Blocks.
Yeah, someday. But I do have another topic because I'm still obsessed with office stuff right now.
Because of the move?
Because of the move. So the last house, we kept talking about moving forever, and then COVID, and then the prices went nuts, and we just kept waiting. So in a way, it kind of felt like we never really moved in, because it was like as soon as we moved in, like we were talking about moving out, and so like I never hung anything. I never, like there's just stuff we didn't really do. I didn't really decorate. I didn't nest,
Either. I didn't hang anything either.
Well, I'm hoping you're going to tell us a little bit about some of the stuff you got going on, because I've been looking at like Reddit to see what other people do. I've looked at like battle stations, both for like people's computer setups and you get a kind of a view on their office, but also like music setups and stuff, and just getting inspiration from that. And so I've been seeing what other people have been doing. A lot of it's focused around like the gear, like the computer area, and I want to see more of the room. So I was just curious, like how do you find your inspiration for decoration?
Well, I am probably the wrong person to ask, because to me, I like my office, for example, like it's gotta be about like, you or the family or whatnot. It's like, like what your interests or y'all's interests are. Because I say that, I was obviously joking about not hanging anything, because like I, in my office, try to hang everything that I can. Like, I want as little wall space as possible. I want it all covered with, like, things of, you know, that are of interest to me. So different, you know, I have a bunch of different comic books hanging up, a bunch of different albums hanging up, you know, like vinyl size, you know, well, I do have some CD size too, but also like, you know, some advertisement kind of stuff that I thought was, you know, super cool kind of stuff that has always stuck with me. So like, you know, skateboards, I have skateboards hanging up. Like it's stuff that are like my interest. Right. So, you know, I'm not the kind of person that could walk into like, you know, your generic Pier 1 type of store or whatever and see some random painting of a dock with a dilapidated boat, you know, and, you know, the water going off in sunset. And like, I, you know, I'm not saying that those paintings might not look nice. I'm not saying anything like that. It's just not me. I can't do that. Like everything that I have hanging in my house, I can tell you a story behind it. Mm-hmm. Like there's nothing hanging in my house that I can't tell you a story about.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how I was thinking about your office. Like it feels very you. Like there's nothing in that room that you could look at that doesn't like somehow reflect something about you, your history, your interests, you know, something about you.
Yeah. And I mean, that's how I want it to be. I want it to be very, oh, I forgot. Obviously guitars hanging on the wall. Yeah. How did I forget those?
That's right.
But yeah.
So I've got some plans for some stuff like that. And like, I've got the two rooms. And so I think for like the work office, like I'm thinking about kind of going like just nature themes. So like some national parks or finding some nice photography of like places that I've really enjoyed seeing and like trying to just get like a nice either print or painting or something of that. And then my music room, of course, we've got to have music stuff in it.
Now, So continuing along with my very opinionated opinion about this and like me not buying like random art that I would find in the store or whatnot. Like the photographs that we do have, my wife took. Like, mm-hmm. So we have like, that were like really blown up and some of them are like kind of like artsy kind of looking like, you know, people come over, they don't realize that no, my wife took that picture. Mm-hmm. We even have paintings that are like of pictures, yeah. You know, that family have done that were like based on a picture that my wife took, that kind of stuff. So like, yeah, I'm trying to think of anything generic in the house. And
I've got a couple of things I've done the painting thing from the photos and taking a couple of photos that my mom has hung at her house. And I always feel like such a, for some reason, I don't know if I could say that, such a beep. Well, like whenever she tells people about it, cause like, you know, to me, like it's just amateur or whatever. And so like I get embarrassed about it. So I specifically don't want things that I took. My wife's got a great eye. She's done some photography, but she's got a very different style. Like I really like landscape and like macro and just like nature stuff.
Yeah. You could do some of that too. Like that's some of the pictures that my wife has done are, you know, kind of like that stuff.
Could she take some for me though? Cause I don't want to be the one that took them.
I mean, surely you have pictures that you've taken of like generic stuff like that. Here's my thought on it. You could go, okay, like I described the dock, you know, going on in the water, dilapidated boat, you know, sunset over the water kind of thing, right? Surely you have taken photos similar like that in your life, right? That you could pay, you know, send it to a professional service that will, you know, give you a decent size print that you could then frame. And now it's like you have the same thing. It's just, it's your art, not somebody else's art, you know, unless it was like art that was like somebody else's art that you like had a specific want for, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that makes sense. That does make sense. I don't know. I'll think about it.
You know, I mean, you said Reddit inspiration, like, oh man, like some of the things that you can find for inspiration on Reddit are just amazing.
Yeah. Incredible. And I'm for that stuff, I'm talking more about like the arrangement of the room. Like, cause I like things a little bit more sparse. Like I like to have clean, like open space. And so I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Cause sometimes like, no, your office is great. I like the idea of having like, you know, have it being clean and open, but sometimes when you have like a lot of empty space and empty, you know, surfaces or whatever, and you like put one thing up, it just looks weird, or it looks out of place, or it looks foreign. And I just don't have that kind of like design sense. So I want it to look good, and I can kind of tell when things look bad, but I don't know how to make it look good. So that's why I've been kind of trying to think more about like the forms and like how I want the things laid out.
So one of my favorite things is like, I like a chaos. I like it to be kind of chaotic, know? So yeah. So I, you know, if you saw everything I have hanging, like they're purposely not all in like, you know, line by line by line, you know, rows and whatnot intentionally. Right. Cause I want it to look a little bit messy and everything. And I can definitely look over the years at pictures and see like, you know, oh, that's when I first moved in, and then only have like one thing or two things or three things. And then it's like, oh, now that one got a little bit more, that wall became a little bit more four. You know, we have even pictures of like, you know, the family, you know, there's a wall of, that's like that of the family where it's just like, you know, a random collage of, you know, photographs hanging on the wall. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Just like it.
Like I said, I'm probably the worst person to ask for this because, you know,
well, I did take some inspiration from you. So one thing I decided to do in the music room is I started looking at like, I used to collect tour posters from concerts I went to, but so many of them got like, you know, I treated them poorly. I would just like put them up as Staples or whatever. The corners got all ripped up and I just tossed, I've thrown away a lot of them. But I started looking in online and a lot of the artists, like a lifetime ago, I was in a band with the guy who did a lot of tour posters in Orlando, and he sells some of them occasionally. I talk to him every once in a while. And so I thought about buying some of those or rebuying some of the ones that I've been to.
Yep.
Then I started looking at tour posters of tours that I didn't go to, but for bands that I just really liked. And some of those posters are super cool. So it kind of feels a little disingenuous of like if I get like a Macedon Europe tour or something that I you know, obviously didn't go to, but the picture's so cool. So I've been thinking about that a lot.
Yeah, there's a place not far from us that a vinyl shop that has a bunch of stuff like that.
Nice.
So, yeah, I mean, I hear you on that, but I don't know. I mean, if you like it, you like it. I don't know that I would let it stop me. Yeah, I mean, I didn't go that route because I'm not, you know, like that, but not just kidding.
Yeah. I don't have the, you've got more heart than I do. I did end up buying one tour poster, off eBay from like a band's early tour. I didn't go to, I didn't know about it at the time. And it was like for Cleveland or something, but I just really liked the picture. I don't care. Those Russian circles I've talked about many times. And another thing, I found someone on eBay that has done like kind of inspired drawings. And so like he's done a bunch of them, but the one I ended up getting was a Radiohead album cover for OK Computer. But he'd gone and redrawn it and kind of like just kind of use it as inspiration and moved off. And so it's a little bit more abstract. It's like, it just like kind of looks cool. So I went ahead and bought that too. I'm like, screw it. It fits like with the color themes I want to get. It like fit with like the space that I had kind of thought. And so I'm kind of like picking out like some of my biggest musical inspirations and like really trying to kind of like focus on like the three or four that mean the most to me and that cover a wide area. And so I'm really excited about that.
I originally started with limiting it, and then I was like, no, there's too many great. I can't. There's too much music that has been like, you know, meaningful. So that's why I just kept expanding, and now it's
right.
Whatever. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, I kind of thought if I ended up like seeing something else I wanted, I could like swap it out or whatever. But I don't know. I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah,
that's where I'm kind of leaning now. And like I mentioned, sculptures. Like I've known people that have had kind of stuff like that. If you've got bookcases and stuff, and I think, or if you want to dedicate space to having like a display, yep, like that one. Like I've known people that have had like whole rooms that look like Transformers and models they've painted or made or whatever.
So I was pointing to a display case that's behind me. That's what he was referring to when he said like that one. But in my display case, it's coincidental maybe that you said Transformers, or maybe I've just influenced you so much that that was the top of mind, because I do have Transformers there.
Well, it's both. So yours, of course, is like literally in my view, but I also happen to know somebody that had a huge Transformer collection. And so like their whole house was like Starscream and like like very large, and they would get, I forget what they're called, but like very large and very expensive, like Transformers, either like statues or just actual like Transformers. And so I was very used to like seeing like that kind of sculpture. And so like when I think of like sculptures, like kind of nerdy sculptures, no offense, that is immediately where my mind goes every
time. No offense taken. Yeah, no, I get it. It's definitely like a nerdy thing. I accept that. But these particular ones though that I have, again, like, you know, obviously, you know, the era that I grew up, like I definitely have always been a huge Transformers fan. So, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. There's a new Transformers 1 movie coming. And you know, I have like some of the comics I mentioned, I have the Transformers hanging up, the original ones, but also like these particular ones though are super cool, I think, because the way they're painted, they're sculptures, but they're painted to look like the cartoon. Yeah, it looks like really the nice. Cartoon has literally come to life. And you could like hold it. It's so crazy. You know, but I also have like, there is one non, Transformers in there. And that's because, Todd McFarlane is my favorite, you know, of the artist, the comic book artist. And so DC, he started out drawing for DC, and there's a very famous Batman cover that he did where the cape is just crazy wild. And yeah. in the cover, Batman is, like holding on to a lady, and the cape is like going around all both of them. But DC ended up making a statue for that that cover, and they I don't know why they chose to only make it just Batman and didn't include the lady. I don't know that, but you know, obviously they had to, you know, Todd McFarlane just drew it and you know, on flat paper, you know, no big deal. They had to figure out like, okay, well, what would the depth be here? Like, what would the back of the cape look like? Like, it's super cool though, but yeah.
Yeah. I've thought about, like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as being like my kind of ode to childhood. But again, I feel like I'm cribbing off you, 'cause like you've got kind of like that inspiration thing going on. But my niece loves the Ninja Turtles, and I actually had a framed poster from the time I was a kid until like, she actually is in my niece's like room right now. She has it. The frame broke years ago. It's ripped. She kept it, like, so she still got it. So I thought about getting like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
I don't think that's like copying off me at all. Like that, if that's who you are, right? That's your interest. Like I see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. No, I think that's what I'm going to do, but just the nature room, I'm still up there, but I'll consider photography. Now, I did have one other story for you specifically.
Uh-oh.
So I love the band Baroness. And when I was thinking about this?
Oh, sorry.
Not yet. Don't click it yet.
Okay. Don't click it yet.
Yeah. I love the band Baroness. I'm a huge fan. And some of their album covers are I've always thought were really interesting. And a lot of the covers for albums, like my favorite albums, I wouldn't get. Like sometimes there's some nudity, some light nudity or whatever. I was just not, especially with like having young, you know, nieces and nephews and stuff, I just not comfortable having in my areas, you know, so I don't want to do that. But I just like the art style so much, and I love the music. So I was looking at their tour posters and some of the other stuff they did, and I'd looked at their stuff years ago and realized that the singer of the band also did all their art, the covers of their albums. So I already had kind of known that, so I started looking into other stuff that he's done. Turns out he does posters and shirts and just art for a lot of other bands. And so I started looking at some other stuff, and I saw this print that it had like these four skeletons on it. And there's something about the style. And I was like, this just looks like something I'm familiar with. I can see his style. It's definitely, there's like definitely an element in it of him in it. But there's just something else here.
Can I click it now?
Yeah, you can click it now. And so it's there. Four horsemen, presumably of the apocalypse, and I didn't even know. Yeah, exactly. I didn't even know what it was at the time, but there was just something about the style that reminded me of a lot of the older kind of Metallica art. And I don't know if he's done any of like the older, like some of the stuff I'm thinking of is like Wherever I May Roam, if you remember that T-shirt, or like there's the Sabbath Tree, like the two skeletons kind of holding each other. They're the two skulls, rather. I don't think that was him, but there's something about it, this particular piece, that like just kind of harkens back to that era, but it also mixes in his style. So by the time I was like actually like looking in this and reading about it, I saw it on Instagram. I'm kind of hemming and hawing, and I'm like, you know, I think I'm going to get this. Like, maybe it's a little scary for nieces and nephews, but it's got the Metallica tie-in, and it's, I just really like it, and I really like his stuff and his band, and it was sold out.
Yeah, I was going to say that particular one isn't available, but I think that the more, let's say, known Metallica artist is Pusshead.
Yeah. Yes, and he's the one that did those two particular ones that I mentioned.
Yeah, and in fact, Metallica did a sculpture of a Pusshead drawing, and I so badly want it, but you know, my wife's like, I don't want that creepy thing in the house, and I'm like, yeah, yeah, I get it. I can't argue with that. So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, they're really cool. Yeah, I remember that now. Even on the shirts and stuff, it would have his name.
Well, yeah. So I think he was also an artist for Zorlak skateboards back in the day. And I know that both Kirk Hammett and James Hetfield were at least somewhat into skateboarding. To what degree, I don't know. But I have definitely seen pictures of them with skateboards. And actually skateboarding, and Kirk Hammett specifically, there's have you ever seen his guitar? It's solid black, but on the fretboard it has a skull and crossbones on the fretboard, right? Do you know the one I'm talking about?
I think so. And it's you have it, don't you? You have a
I don't know that it would be very hard to get his original one. The problem is that originally when the guitar was made, it was made by ESP. When they made that model guitar, the skull and crossbones faced the quote right direction. If you had the guitar standing end on end, right? But in normal playing position, the skull and crossbones would be sideways. In later years, they then turned it. But that's not the original one that Kirk Hammett played. And where I bring that up, because on that original one, he had a Pusshead sticker on the guitar behind the bridge of the guitar. And he, if I remember right, he called that guitar his Zorlak guitar.
Okay.
Because it was a sticker specifically of a, by Pusshead from a Zorlak skateboard design.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, I looked up that that two skull picture. I was looking at the Sabbath True promo. They're selling a shirt that I think I had for $385 on eBay right now.
Can you send me a link and I can go ahead and buy it?
Oh, it's actually Etsy. Yeah.
Get it out from under you.
Why is Etsy selling?
I'm just kidding.
Stuff, old stuff. I mean, it looks like it's great shape. I'll get it.
So I have seen. Okay, so I don't mean to go too deep on Metallica for a moment, but so. Colleges will sometimes have like poster sales and whatnot. And, one of my sons went to one and found this super cool Metallica poster of art I have never seen anywhere else ever again. But it's an official Metallica poster, but yeah. So you can find my point, I guess, would be like,
nice.
If you go to some of those things, you can find some cool stuff. Cause there was a band poster thing here in town recently.
Oh, nice.
You know, so you know, you were talking about going back and finding like the show posters. There's a better name for that, but the concert posters, right? And you can find stuff like that because the original artists were selling those. So
yeah, you'd be surprised. Like a lot of times, like there's like one person in area. So like in Orlando, I mentioned, and this person did, my friend did posters for a lot of the shows that went through like Sapphire Supper Club and some of the downtown venues. Cause he worked with those people. He had relationships with those venues. And so they would hang those posters up and swap them out as new bands came in. And, so sometimes they had originals, sometimes they would just do reprints, like re-screw print, screen prints,
swap them out, just put it next to it.
Yeah. Yeah, paste them right on top. But yeah, and the periodic sales, so I imagine it's the same kind of thing. So I'd love to get some of those. And I really don't care if I've been there or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, it's what's important to you. So near and dear to you. All right. Well, so there'll be some resources we like, I guess, in that section. But yeah, so now we'll move on to it's the tip of the week.
Tip of the week.
Okay, no, I guess so. I forgot to prefix that with, you know, it's Alan's favorite portion of the show. I guess his absence. Yeah, exactly. It threw me off. I'm like, we don't do that. Why?
Yeah, you're the coding. I'm the blur. And yeah, it's the Ox's tip of the week. Sorry, it doesn't mean anything. It just happens to be how it came out of my mouth. So the other day I was driving and I saw something really weird. The car in front of me, like I could see very clearly their rear view mirror and like me in it, and it was really bright and it was kind of dark out, and I was confused for a little bit before I realized that I'm looking at a screen. This person had replaced their rear view mirror in their car with basically a monitor.
Yeah.
So I got home and I checked it out, and it turns out, yeah, this is the thing, mirror dash cams. And what it is basically a system. It hooks up to a camera in the back, and it's got depending on the one you get, you know, there are different options, but the one I was looking at has a mirror on the other side of the mirror, a camera on the other side of the mirror itself. So it's got front and rear cameras, and then it's got a touch screen replacement for your rear view mirror. So it's got some really nice options, just the touch screen alone, you can kind of, you know, click around, you can zoom, you can turn it into night mode, you can adjust the brightness. I just thought it was really cool to see that in a car. Some of the ones I was looking at have, I'm sure there's like subscription plans involved, but basically 24/7 recording. So if you get in an accident or something, you could have footage. But also, when I say 24/7, it's like while you're parked too. So I don't know what that means for your battery, but it'll actually, you know, if it'll be recording if someone backs into your car or something like that, or your car gets vandalized, you can have, you know, footage that's been uploaded to the cloud or whatever. I just thought it was really cool.
Yeah, I've seen these recently too.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that they come built in, because I don't know, like, I don't like the whole idea of like kind of retrofit. Like, at least me personally, because I'm not handy and I screw stuff up all the time, I don't want to be like running cables between cameras and installing that sort of stuff. But if my car already had it, I would just love it. I already love like backup cameras and stuff like that. And so it just kind of seems nice to me to be able to have some of that stuff, especially the people I know that have had dash cams like have really come in handy.
Oh yeah.
And do you know how that works? If you have a dash cam and you're involved in an accident and it's your fault, do you like have to turn over the footage? Kind of a weird thing.
That's a weird angle to go with. I don't know how that would work. I would assume not, unless you got some kind of a subpoena for it, because the other person involved knew that you had it, and
yeah,
they're like, hey, he's conveniently leaving out that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't claim to be a lawyer. So
yeah, the only reason this thing is like, is there any reason why every car shouldn't have one of these systems, you know, or like why you should not want it? And the only thing I can think is like, it could be a liability in the case that you do something bad or stupid or whatever.
But I mean, I've seen so many cases where it has been helpful, but like you, I'm like, well, see, I totally could run the wiring, and in past lives have done that kind of wiring. I'm like, I feel comfortable. I know what would need to be done. I just don't want to do it. It's like, are there things in your life where you're like, okay, I absolutely know how to do this, I've done it, but I've been there and I don't want to do it again?
Oh, all the time. I mean, just about everything.
So that's how I feel about it. It's like, well, I don't know that I really care enough about having the camera to want to deal with the wiring. And even like the dash cams that you can't have, like, I would want to hide the wiring. I would want it like all tidy and neat, and you know, you're not going to accidentally trip on it, like, or pull it out or anything like that. Like, you wouldn't even know that the wiring's there. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's the problem for me. That's a very, like, I will fully own that is a trait, a character flaw in me, that I can't have, you know, good enough. It has to be perfect where you can't see the wiring. That's me. I own that.
Yeah, that's what I mean when I say, like, I don't want to try, like, I'm not able to do it. I'm not able to do it up to my standard.
Right.
I kind of, like, worry that anyone would be able to. Like, I almost feel like the car has to be, like, I want it intended to have been there. You know, like, I've seen some, like, clunky dash cams and stuff, and I just don't want to deal with that. And so I do like the idea of having it built in.
Yeah, I don't want it to be in the way. That's why I want it. That's why I would personally want everything, like, to be too perfect. Because like otherwise it would just be in the way, and then it would become a nuisance to where I would get annoyed with it. Because I, in past lives, I have had like, you know, a bunch of stuff with wires hanging everywhere and, you know, trying different technology at the time, whatever it was. But now I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's almost like in this case, like I don't mind wires for my keyboard and mouse, but which is weird because that's the where I spend the bulk of my time. But yet in the car, I'm like, no, I want everything. I want nothing. I don't want to be able to see anything.
Yeah.
And it's not like I drive some super posh car either. So you'd think I'd be like super relaxed about it, but nope.
And for me, most things I don't care, but something about like the area I'm like working for, like day job type thing. Like I want no distractions, no wires, everything off the desk, like, nothing in my sight except for.
We're the opposites in this regard. Yeah. I'm like, no, I want the wire. I want to know that it's always going to work and I don't have to bother with a battery.
And like for cars though, I mostly don't care, but yeah, I don't want my spouse giving me a hard time.
All right. Well, $140.
Yeah, it's not bad. I'm sure there's a subscription in there if you want that monitoring, but yeah, it's not bad, right?
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about that monitoring thing. Do they say what that is?
Yeah, I couldn't see it in the description, but like, there's no way that it's doing 24/7 recording of video and audio without for two cameras without some sort of fee, right?
Yeah, this is also where like the privacy conscious, you know, person in me too is like, there's an app to go along with this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, do I want to like download? A, do I even want to download this app? Two, do I want that app to then have like video footage and GPS coordinates of like everywhere I'm going and what I'm doing? Like, yeah. I don't know, maybe not. But, you know, hey, that's me. Like, you do you. That's fine. Yeah. You know,
I think that's
perfectly accept that I'm weird in that regard.
Well, you should, if you're ever going to get a new car, you should probably get one soon because I feel like stuff like this is going to be like, if it's not already too late to get a non-smart car, it will be soon.
Oh, dude, it's way too late. It's been too late.
Yeah, dang. Okay.
Are you kidding? You have smart cars. Do you not know this?
Mine's not that smart, I don't think.
Well, that's probably smarter than you realize.
Yeah, probably. Dang it.
No, but I do have a penchant for older cars anyways though. So
yeah.
All right. Well, for my tip of the week, I'm going to go, this whole episode has been off the rails. This is what happens when Alan isn't here. We get to just talk about random stuff like, hey, how's your day been? So here's a cautionary tale for you, Joe.
I'm ready.
This was news to me. I honestly did not know this. And you're going to think, wow, that was stupid. You didn't know that? When you give blood, there's some like do's and don'ts with that, right? One of them, after you donate, you're not supposed to do any kind of vigorous exercise. Did you know that?
I have heard that. Sometimes they give you a cookie.
Well, what's a cookie got to do with exercise?
It's like supposed to help you get your blood sugar up.
So
pep you up, or Davey orange juice.
So they told me this because I was, you know, chatting with them. I gave blood today. Hey, give blood if you haven't. You know, you can save a life, literally.
Yeah.
You can be a hero. Hey, you ever wanted to be Superman? This is how you can. So I gave blood today and, you know, I was just talking with the people there. And as we were wrapping up, they're like, you know, I was like, yeah, it's a beautiful day. I have plans to go riding this evening or cycling this evening. And they're like, you shouldn't go. No, you're not supposed to do any vigorous exercise after you do this. I'm like, what? I'm like, have you seen this day? Like I definitely had spring fever, today. Absolutely. I think it was like 77 at the time. And I'm like, well, no, of course I got to go outside and take care of this weather. And they're like, we really don't recommend that you do that. But I mean, if you insist, like definitely do not go alone, first don't go, but definitely don't go alone. Turns out they might know what they're talking about because it was that was rough, man. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not gonna lie to you, that was super, super rough.
No kidding. All right.
So it turns out that is really a thing. And yeah, you know, maybe listen to when you get blood.
So you have a link here. And do you know that there's a section here that says after your donation and it says enjoy a snack, and it's actually got an icon. And in there, they actually specifically mentioned having cookies or other snacks.
They did. They do. Yeah, I get it. But they also additional tips for after notice number two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No heavy lifting or vigorous exercise.
Right. And here's the thing. Like, I just thought, like, when they said that, I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I'm still going to go mountain biking. I just won't, like, you know, I won't just hammer it. You know, I'm not going to try to, like, get a personal record on the trail today. You know, I'll just go and have a nice leisurely ride, have some conversation, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Man, when we got struggling to some of the first hills, I was like, whoa, I do not feel normal. Something, this ain't right.
Oh man, that stinks.
Yeah. So, you know, so the cautionary tale is that you should listen when you're given instructions.
Oh, I wish I could.
Listen. Yeah.
Impossible.
All right. Well, impossible. Later. No? Yeah.
Are you? No, I'm fine with it. I'm good with it.
All right. Well, yeah. Talk to you later.
See ya.